This podcast is for learners of English and also for teachers of English to use with their classes. I'm Karen, a teacher and writer from England, and in each episode of this podcast, I will help you to improve an aspect of your English vocabulary, grammar, and comprehension, and discuss British writers, culture, and pronunciation. Come on, let's get started. Are you ready to learn some useful vocabulary with the new episode of my podcast? Then let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about Jane Eyre and look at some vocabulary that is useful through this book, through this story. Jane Eyre is not beautiful. She is not rich either. She is a teacher without any family. Can she find love and be happy? This is the story of Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. It's one of the most famous stories in the English-speaking world. Every English-speaking person knows about it, and I think people in other parts of the world as well. Have you heard of Jane Eyre in your country? My new version of this classic story is adapted to level A1+. That is a good elementary level. You can buy it on Amazon in ebook or paperback, and if you don't have Amazon, you can buy it in ebook or PDF from Payhip. And that's a website that only needs a credit or debit card. The information and the links are in the description. So today we're going to talk about different life stages. A life stage is a period in your life, a time in your life. For example, if you were happy as a child, you would say, I had a good child. What's the complete word? A good childhood. Childhood. It's a noun. You would say, I had a good childhood. H-O-O-D. Your childhood is from about 3 to 12. We can argue the exact ages, but more or less 3 to 12. Sadly, some people have a bad childhood, or you can say an unhappy childhood. A higher level word for unhappy is troubled. I had a troubled childhood, you could say. How about a higher level word for happy? Blissful. Blissful. You can say, I had a blissful childhood, which means it was perfect or almost perfect. So how about yours? Did you have a blissful or happy childhood? Or, I hope not, but did you have a troubled or unhappy childhood? Let's go back to Jane Eyre from my new story. So Jane Eyre, I'm sorry to say, had an unhappy, a troubled childhood. Her parents are dead. And this means that she's an, if your parents are dead, you're an orphan. And she lives with her aunt and her three cousins. They all hate her and they treat her unfairly, not kindly. They say that she is naughty. When a child is naughty, they behave badly, they do bad things. But it's not true, she doesn't. She has a strong personality, that's true, but she is a good, honest person. And her aunt says that she lies. She says things that aren't true. But her cousins lie, not her. And they tell lies about her, and then her aunt is angry with her. Her cousin, the boy, enjoys hitting her. Jane Eyre's aunt sends her to school, and it's not a school where you go every day and then you come home. No, it's a boarding school where she lives, and she doesn't go back to the house. Usually children go home at weekends and in holidays, but her aunt doesn't want her, so she doesn't want her to go back to the house ever. The school is not a happy place either, at least not to start with. That means not at the beginning. The children at the school are all very cold because there are no fires. And this is in England, we need fires. They are always hungry because they don't give them enough food at this school, and the food is also terrible. So Jane's childhood is unhappy. But is her adolescence better? First of all, what is adolescence? Adolescence is more or less 10 to 19. So we could also say most of that is your teenage years when you're a teenager. That would be 13 to 19, but it's more or less the same thing. During this time, she starts to do very well at school because she is clever, she's intelligent, and then she becomes a teacher at the school. How about you? Was your adolescence happy? Mine was. I enjoyed studying for my A-levels. That's the exams we do at 18 in the UK. I liked, I should probably say England. I think the other nations might be different. Going out with my friends and going to university. What is the noun for when you are an adult? When you are an adult, it is your adulthood. Hood again. Adulthood. It's the same suffix as childhood. Jane Eyre, in the story, spends her adulthood at Thornfield Hall. It's a strange place. It's a really big house, and some rooms are empty and nobody goes into them. It's very mysterious. Is there a ghost? The owner of Thornfield Hall is a man called Mr. Rochester. Thornfield Hall is his house. He's the owner. He's not handsome. And he is not friendly either at first. And he is even a bit rude to Jane. That means he's not polite. But slowly, slowly, they fall in love. She has some problems. You will see if you read the book. But in the end, Jane's adulthood is happy. How about you? And with Jane, is her old age happy? Well, we don't know exactly. We have to imagine. I guess so. That's the final life stage, old age. As a bonus, what other hoods do you know? So we've seen adulthood, childhood, and then adulthood. What other words can you make with the suffix hood? I'll give you a moment to think. Well, we have parenthood. That's being a parent. Parenthood. We have motherhood and fatherhood. Being a mother, being a father. In a sentence, for example, you could say, parenthood is wonderful, but also tiring. And you also have neighbourhood and livelihood. What's your livelihood? It means, what is your job? What do you do for a living? What do you do as a job? Don't forget, if you like love stories, or if you like gothic stories, a bit spooky with ghosts maybe, then Jane Eyre will be perfect for you. Follow the links in the description of this podcast episode. And I wanted to ask you a favour. Please, can you tell a friend or a family member about my podcast and about my books if they are learning English? I'm sure that I can also help them to improve their English. And of course, if more people listen and more people buy my books, that will help me to create more podcast episodes and more books as well. Right, many thanks. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Read Stories, Learn English podcast. I hope to see you again next time.